U105 Breakfast Thursday morning, and I'm delighted to say that I have a guest on the phone who I envy more than anything in the world. If I could change jobs today, I would do it. And that is Squadron Leader Mike Ling, otherwise known as Red 10 from the Red Arrows. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Morris. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'll not keep you too long because I know you're racing off to a briefing to do a display later on today.
That's right, yeah. We're just about to fly from our home base at RAF Scampton down to Cornwall to Newquay International Airport, where we're then launching to do a display at the Royal Naval Air Station at Coldrose. So very exciting.
Fantastic. You're known as Red 10, and I noticed on the website it says road manager. Surely it should be air manager.
Yeah, well, I'm on the road manager and ground supervisor, and the commentator is what I'm formerly known as.
But do you get best of both worlds? Because, you know, there's not the same kind of huge pressure to be in the display team, but still you get to fly in a Hawk to all the different various locations around the world.
I do a fair amount of flying. I have spent 3 years as a display pilot with the team from 2008 to 2010.
Yeah.
And then I had a year off. I've come back as the ground supervisor, but I fly the spare jet to all our locations, and I do get to do all the transit flying. And I actually helps teaching some of the new pilots when they start at the end of the year as well.
Fantastic. So as I say, you get to fly the 10th aircraft.
Exactly that, yeah. So I fly the 10th jet and, then fly in the formation.
Lovely. You're coming back to Northern Ireland. You've been here quite a few times this year, but you're coming back on the 10th of August for the Festival of Flight down at Newcastle, County Down. What can people expect to see from the 2013 display?
Well, the 2013 display is back up to a 9-aircraft formation, so you'll see 9 Hawk jets in close formation. The first half, around 10 minutes or so, is close formation aerobatic, so all 9 aircraft forming different shapes and performing loops and rolls. Then we split into 2 formations, a 5-ship and a 4-ship, and we do a lot more dynamic manoeuvring. We see the famous synchro pair do their head-to-head passes. So if the weather's good to us, then it'll be about 21-22 minute display and lots of dynamic flying.
And were you one of the synchro pair at one stage?
That's right, I was Red 7, so Synchro 2 in 2010, and then majority of 2011 I was, other way around, I was 2009 I was Synchro 2, and then 2010 Synchro Leader.
And to the spectating public, that's the two aircraft that literally, you know, fly at each other at about 800 knots. From your seat, how scary is that?
It's not scary. We go through a lot of training to get to the stage where the public see us display, and we start with small formations for the main formation part, and for the synchro pair we start with lots of separation between us, and then just gradually, once the confidence and the technique builds up, we then bring that in closer and closer, so to the point where we have a minimum separation distance that we have to maintain, and it's all done so that the crowd think it's a spectacle.
But it looks incredibly exciting and incredibly dangerous, but as you say, all the training's there.
Exactly, yeah.
You've been around the world, you know, travelling with the Red Arrows, playing in some fine locations. There can't be a finer location than the mountains of Mourne in Newcastle.
It's definitely a very beautiful sight to fly at Newcastle. There's the mountains of Mourne, obviously that does have a factor on the display. It's a big hill at the side of the display line. And when we're flying down that line at 400 miles an hour, then we have to obviously take it into account and actually just change the show very slightly to cater for the mountain.
Really? So you actually have to change it for the Mourne mine. In what way do you change the show?
Well, we just have to maybe angle our line very slightly so that we don't have to... When we're flying upside down, for example, it's very hard to get a climb or descent going when you're upside down in formation. So we want to keep it as level as possible. So we might have to angle our display line slightly.
Over the last 2 or 3 weeks, you must have got a lot of the high show in because of the good weather.
We've been very lucky this year so far. We've had majority high shows. We've only actually flown... I think it's 2 flat and 1 rolling display in the whole summer this year, so we've been very lucky so far. We'll see what the weather in Cornwall is going to give us this afternoon. It's not looking too favourable, but we'll see how we get on.
Yeah, it's on a bit of a change. We'll keep our fingers crossed for the 10th of August that it's going to be a nice sunny day and we'll get the full display in. And outside of flying then, what is the life of a Red Arrows pilot?
Well, the year is very much in 2 parts. Our winter training starts in October and runs through to May, and that's building up the formations into what the public get to see. And then our summer season is quite varied, actually. We might have 1 or 2 days off a week. The rest of it, we're on the road, various locations, displaying to the public. They could be big formal air shows like the Royal International Air to 2 we were at last weekend, or they could be just little seaside shows where we're the only display asset. So it's very varied. And outside of that, we do a lot of visits. So we have visitors to the squadron. They can come and watch our briefs and debriefs. They're normally done on a charity basis, or they come and watch the engineers work for a couple of hours.
Or you get some blaggers from Formula One popping in.
Or some Formula One. But that's all part of the wider PR piece, where we get a lot of media interest, where their camera crews come to RAF Scampton all the time to film what we do, and then we end up on the news report. So, yeah, it's very varied. but also great fun and a great challenge.
And do you know at this stage where you're coming from before you display at Newcastle?
We'll be coming from Aldergrove.
Yeah, you're going to stay, park in there, get refuelled, yeah.
Yeah, so the day before, we're actually going to be in Bristol. We've got displays at Bristol and the Cowes Regatta on the Isle of Wight, and then we're flying up from Bristol to Aldergrove, and then we'll refuel the jets there and ready for the Newcastle display.
Fantastic. Well, I think it's around about 100,000 people were there last year.
Wow.
Along the prom, so it'll be a good crowd to welcome the Red Arrows again this year. Mike Ling, thank you very much, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mark.
All the best for today. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers, then. Bye-bye.